What's up, XTN Nation, and welcome to another episode of XTNX Sports Radio. Joining me again, as always, is Jake Martell. I am your host, Jay Rivera. We're going to bring to you week seven matchups on this wonderful Thursday evening. I hope everyone's doing well. Jake, what's going on, man?
Another day.
Another long day, it seems. Anyways, this week we're going to bring you week seven matchups. Then we got some bold predictions. Then we got some stuff. We got some questions that were sent in to us. So we're going to read through these questions and answer these questions. And again, if you got questions and things you want answered on air, send us a message on XNX Radio 1 on Twitter. That's XNX Radio 1. And again, we'll always follow back and reply, and we'll respond to your questions. All right, hold on tight. Enjoy the show.
I'm Jay Rivera with XNX Sports Radio, and I want to talk to you about EMP Music Studio, the new home of XNX Sports. EMP Music Studio is located in beautiful downtown Hartford, Connecticut. It has everything you need to record your next music production. With the latest in production and editing equipment and top quality service, EMP Music Studio gets the job done right. Look them up on Facebook or send me a message to get connected with EMP Music Studio. Is it possible to Photoshop
your whole life?
You're listening to an exclusive presentation of XNX Sports Radio.
And welcome back. All right, man, let's jump into these week seven matchups. Thursday night game tonight, Chiefs at Broncos. The Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. Now, the Chiefs lost two in a row, Jake.
Yeah.
And they're going into Denver. And it's not easy to play in Denver. Divisional game.
And it's a short week, too.
It's been a short week. Mahomes got an ankle, right?
Nursing an injury for sure.
We've seen the Cowboys lose three in a row. Mm-hmm. We've seen the Rams lose three in a row.
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs gonna follow suit here and lose three in a row?
This is gonna be a tough game for sure for the Chiefs. Right now, I definitely am leaning towards the Denver Broncos winning this game. Like I said, Mahomes just does not look the same.
Right.
He's limping on the field. He's not as mobile, and I feel like that takes a lot away from that offense.
Yeah.
Especially with the lack of a running game, a lot of it's on him to move the ball and do everything for this offense.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think so, too. As a Raider fan, looking at this, I think it'd be great. They can lose and all this other stuff. But just trying to be realistic here, too, and just thinking about it. I mean, the Chiefs, they're still the Chiefs, right? And they still can pull off these things, and they score in bunches. And I think with the Chiefs, if they get into one of these, and we haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, but if they get one of these quarters, like a second quarter, and they score 28 points, like they did against Oakland or something like that, right? Or some of the other teams. I mean, that's going to be hard for Denver to overcome. I don't think Denver can put up those type of points that rapidly.
Right.
That's like the Chiefs' upside, right? That's what they have that they can do. They can hit you fast. They can hit you hard. And if they get that and those work, then you fall behind real fast.
Yes.
And that's where I think Denver kind of falls apart and will struggle to have to kind of try to play catch up.
But like you said, they score in bunches.
Right.
20 points in a quarter. You can't do that without your defense getting turnovers or making stops. Right. And the Chiefs' defense over the last three weeks, and even count 3 weeks, has really not been getting many stops.
No, but they really don't, though, right? They really don't, I think, altogether. I think we look at them, I think their weakest part is obviously their defense.
Yeah.
And Denver can run the ball. They got a little bit of a running game right now.
Right.
Joe Flacco isn't going to light things up, but Emmanuel Sanders and Sutton over there, they've been putting up some points, right?
Right. More so, Sutton than Sanders.
But I mean, Sanders can do it though.
He can.
You know what I mean? And Flacco, if you got a solid run game going behind, he could be effective.
He is. I mean, he's like a low tier Bridgewater in my opinion. Like he'll go through the motions. He'll do he's not going to do a lot, but he's going to play well enough to win the game. Yeah. And he's going to rely a lot heavy on the run game.
I mean, but he's been that way his whole career, though, don't you think?
I mean, he's always had a defense, you know. Right,
exactly. So
even in Denver, he still has one.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I mean, they've actually started to step up. I think they started to really learn, you know, they're putting pressure now.
Right.
Recently. And listen, the Chiefs' offensive line, they have offensive line struggles, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mahomes has been getting nicked around. So
yeah,
this can be... I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs lose this game tonight. But, I mean, I'm going to... I think they pull it off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they lose this game. Now, I mean, as far as fantasy goes...
You think Tyreek Hill has a big game?
I don't know. That's where I was going to go. I mean, if I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's projected 16, 17 points. I can see that.
I can see him
getting what he's projected. I don't see him getting anything up in the 20s. Though. I mean, I could be completely wrong, though. You never know with these wide receivers in the Chiefs and how that works out. Every week is always something, but I don't see anybody really having a big game.
On the Chiefs offense, you're saying?
Yeah,
the Chiefs offense. This game in general.
Again, it's a short week. No, in the Chiefs offense. And this game in general, I don't know. Lindsey could have a big game.
That's what, yeah.
I think if there's anybody who's going to have a big game, it's going to be Philip Lindsey. He's going to run this ball. They're going to, I mean, Denver's going to come in. They're going to pound this ball, and they're going to bring it right to the Chiefs. And I think that's their way, their one way to win.
I agree. I think the running backs need to have a big day for Denver.
Yeah, I believe that's where that's going to go. All right, the Rams at Atlanta. The Rams, with a newly found corner, Jalen Ramsey, the Rams gave up everything for him.
Yeah, it seemed like kind of lost that trade in my
opinion. Yeah, we'll see. It depends on what Jalen can do, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if this really, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's what they really needed, but it's what they got, right? It's what they wanted. So, Ramsey, hey. I bet you his back is not as sore as it's been anymore, and he's, you know, going to be out there playing. But that doesn't speak well for Atlanta receivers.
Right.
So, but listen, this game here, this game is definitely going to be a shootout.
Agreed.
Again, you know, Ramsey, you got to respect him, but, you know, as far as scheme and things like that, there's no way he's going to understand all the defensive schemes and everything they're going to have out there.
How different really is it?
Well, I mean, you're going to put him on man. You're going to play a man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he knows zone coverage too, so
right,
there's not really much to learn.
No, exactly. But still, I mean, I don't know what they have out there and what they do, but...
What does that mean for Julio Jones?
What exactly? Well, I mean...
He's battling a hip injury as it is.
Yeah, it doesn't say... Listen, I wouldn't... So, Julio being injured as he is right now anyhow, or, you know, nursing the injury that he's been... I wouldn't put too much stock in him,
right?
Anyways, in this game, but I tell you who I am going to put stock in though. I'm going to put stock in Jared Goff.
Yeah,
yeah. You know he's been horrible recently, and I know Goff owners have been like, "What the heck is going on?" But if there's a week that he's going to bounce back, it's this week. You know, against this defense, this is the one to do it. And Matt Ryan, look, I think Matt Ryan's going to find a way to get it done. The guy, again, every week he's throwing for 300-plus, man.
Right.
And so he's going to find a way to get that done. But, yeah, I mean,
as far as winning the game, the defense really is not helping him at all.
No, it's none. None whatsoever. But he's lighting up everybody, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. A lot of it's garbage time probably, too. But because they're falling behind so fast, but
from a fantasy standpoint, listen, how do you sit him?
No, you can't. You have to start him.
Fifth ranked quarterback.
You have to start him. So
yeah,
here's the thing though. This is my question to you.
Yeah.
All right, Gurley. You already know how I feel about him. He's probable.
Yep.
Okay. He may not be playing. All right. Malcolm Brown, questionable. I don't know if he plays. Right. They're talking the severity of his ankle injury is unclear, and you know. I don't know. I mean, it's a very good possibility that neither of those two play.
Yeah.
That brings us down to Darrell Henderson, who I was high on in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were. We expected a lot of big things from him. If neither of these two backs can start and Darrell Henderson plays, this guy can be a sleeper against this defense. he can really come out and have a breakout game.
Right. I agree with that, but the probability of both of the running backs out of when Gurley and Brown not playing, I don't know. Do you think they both aren't going to play? I mean, Gurley's been fighting this injury. He's been questionable every week for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he's found a way to play, and he's found a way to get in the end zone.
Well, right. But last week, he did nothing, right?
I mean, two touchdowns. Oh, against San Francisco. Yeah.
Nothing.
He did absolutely.
He wasn't on the field, I don't
right.
think.
Right. You're right.
You know, and Brown correct. Did nothing. You know, he got 4 points, all of 4 points. They got absolutely nothing done.
They got smoked.
You know, the week before, yeah, he did get 2 touchdowns, but you're talking 51 yards off of 15 carries. That's a lot of touches just for 51 yards against Seattle. And I get it.
But for the owners, man, 2 touchdowns, that's nice.
No, it is nice.
Look at the week before as well.
Yeah, right. But again, but look at the yardage on that, though. I mean, you're talking 16 yards.
Yeah.
Off of 5 carries.
Hey, but if he's getting 2 touchdowns, man, that's
so. But that's I hear what you're saying when it comes to that. But I mean, if he's just going to turn into a touchdown dumpster, then I guess it is what it is, and that's what you're holding him out for.
He's a goal line guy, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I just it's a reach, and I think if you're a Gurley owner, then you're more than likely you have Brown, okay? Because you're just unsure of what's going to happen. So if you're holding on to Brown because you have Gurley, okay, and then you find out Gurley's not starting, and you're watching this, so just pay attention, because if this continues in that trend and then Brown goes down, I'm gonna tell you, you want to keep an eye on Henderson, because Henderson could be one of those. It can happen, and then all of a sudden on Waiver Tuesday we're talking about this guy Henderson who had 33 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So. But that definitely could be something that we might want to look out for.
Let's talk about Atlanta's running game, or running back.
Anyway. Yeah.
He does a lot in the air. Devontae Freeman. Yeah. So he's been trending up the last, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
12 points in week 3, 18 in week 4, 18 in week 5, and then 26 in week 6.
Yeah.
So his snap count's been going up from 63 to 72 in the last 3 weeks. He's getting the ball in the passing game. He's got 2 receiving touchdowns last week, a receiving touchdown the week before. And he's getting 88 yards in week 6 against Arizona. So
yeah, no, he's definitely, listen, he's definitely putting up points. He's definitely starting to trend up. But I think that's about the, I think.
That might be the ceiling right there.
We might have reached the ceiling, and this week might be the start of the come down.
I agree.
You know, the Rams. Again, you know, they're solidifying their defense, it looks like. So Jalen Ramsey definitely helps in the run game as well. You know, when you don't have to worry so much about the coverage behind you, that's going to help that out up front. So you got the Rams, you have Seattle after that, and that's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
And there's a bye week in there, but then you got at New Orleans after that, and they're tough. Carolina's been decent. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay is a toss-up, but you against the run, though, you know, and against, you never really know. Then they got New Orleans again, Carolina. Then you're at San Francisco, Jacksonville, and Tampa Bay. I think his highest days are behind him.
I agree.
So, you know, but those are just my thoughts. I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got what you're going to get from him so far this season, and that's about it.
Right.
All right, let's move on to our next game. Man, it's going to be a shootout here. Miami Dolphins at Buffalo Bills. All right, so I'll let you take the lead on this, my friend.
All right, so Dolphins have named Ryan Fitzpatrick as a starting quarterback, which I guess makes things a little more interesting from a standpoint of the Miami Dolphins. We've seen what Josh Rosen's been doing. It really has not been impressive in any aspect, but that's a lot to blame on the offensive line as well.
Right.
Kenyon Drake's in trade talks, so he might not even be on the team
right.
for yeah. Sunday's game.
A lot of trade rumors.
So that's a question mark there. And, you know, other than that, you know what the Dolphins are going to give you.
Right.
A subpar game. Nobody for fantasy talks, really. Buffalo Bills, on the other hand, Josh Allen, must start.
Right.
Singletary's back this week. I think he's a must start. Frank Gore's dying to get back at the team he just played for.
Yeah.
He's a must start as well. In the receiving game, I do believe John Brown is practicing. I think he's leaning towards playing, so you got to start him.
Yeah.
And I definitely start Cole Beasley as well.
I think Cole Beasley is the one who's going to benefit the most from this game. I honestly believe that. He's one of them sneaky, quick guys that just get, you know, over the middle type stuff. And Miami's weak there, and we know that. And I think Beasley could have a pretty big game. Beasley owners would be surprised.
And pick that Bills defense up off the waivers if you can.
Yeah, hey, well, yeah, Bills could have a huge, I mean, they're projected at 14 points, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think I disagree with you there. So, I think maybe if there's one person to kind of look at. So, Drake, see what happens with him, if he's going to be on the team still, like you said. A lot of trade rumors there. But Parker. So
he's the most consistent guy on the team, fantasy wise.
Yeah. So, you know, I think if you have him, you flex him. You play him in a flex.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. I don't think if anyone who's really going to get fed in this game or in any of these games is going to be him. He's kind of been stepping into this role there. I'm pausing here for a second because I was just kind of looking at what he had. Yeah. I mean, he had 11, almost 12 last week. Before the bye, he had 17. You know, against the Chargers, 9, 11 points. In 1 week there, we kind of laid an egg, but the whole team did as well. So, but yeah, I mean, if you're going to play something, if you're looking for somebody to play from the Dolphins on the Dolphins, and you know, you had an open flex spot, Parker wouldn't be a bad start. All right, we have Jacksonville at Cincinnati. Dalton, obviously, he hasn't been lighting things up as of late. He's been up and down. He started off really hot. And last week, 14 points. Week before, against Arizona, 21 points. 2 points against Pittsburgh. 18 with Buffalo, 25 second week against San Francisco, and 25 just about at Seattle. So he kind of did his thing there in the beginning, but I think it's kind of really evening out there, right?
Yeah, he's too unpredictable for me. I think you could find better options on the waiver wire.
No, absolutely.
Than Andy Dalton to me.
Yeah, I think that better option might be playing against him this week.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew.
He had one off week last week, but he's the 11th ranked quarterback.
Right.
I think he's very consistent. If you look at his numbers, he's averaging about 17 points. I mean, I'd take that for sure.
Yeah,
for 17.
That's a solid. Listen, especially with buys, you know, these few weeks when you're going through all the buys and. Again, injuries to some quarterbacks that you know been down for a while too. I'd take a run at Minshew if he was available. I'd take a run at him,
especially because the Cincinnati Bengals, like we've seen, has really not been impressive.
Yeah.
And Andy Dalton, we know Jacksonville's defensive line rather is pretty good.
Yeah,
and it's definitely gonna get after.
Yeah, they're solid. What about the running backs here? So Fournette, Mixon, who are you starting?
Fournette, I've voiced my opinion on Mixon in the past. Really, you know, he's just not living up to whatever the expectations everyone had for him at the beginning of the season. Fournette, on the other hand, has really been turning it on in the last couple weeks. So, you have to go Fournette after this. He had a 31-point performance at Denver, a 26 performance at Carolina, and an 18 performance at New Orleans. How do you sit this guy?
I definitely think, he finally, again, I think I mentioned this the other or maybe a few weeks ago or a week ago or so, he finally remembered how to play football.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back at it. All right, wide receivers. DJ Chark, Tyler Boyd, who are you starting?
I got to go Chark, number two ranked fantasy receiver. I'm not always about the projections or stats or whatever, but what I've seen from DJ Chark and Gardner Minshew, I'm really impressed with. I think that Andy Dalton, I'm not, like I said, he's too up in the air for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really convinced that he's going to get the receiver to any set receiver. Like, I know Gardner Minshew is definitely going to be throwing a Chark.
Yeah. And is this the week that AJ Green returns? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he missed another practice, you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, do we see him back at all this season?
I'd say not yet, not as a Bengal. I don't think
not the Bengals, as a Bengal, right.
I don't think the Bengals are playing him because they want to make sure that he's 100% healthy. I think he's probably going to play one more game with Cincinnati. They're going to make him a feature. So just so they get the trade value high and then ship him off, I think.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those trade deadline moves that we're going to see, and we'll see what happens there. All right, Minnesota at Detroit. So Minnesota 4-2, Detroit 2-2-1. Detroit very upset, coming off a loss at Green Bay, which they should have won that game,
right,
in my opinion. So they're not going to be happy about that. What do you think? What do you got?
I think Detroit might actually win this game. Yes, Minnesota's been hot lately. Mm-hmm. They came off a huge week last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. But Detroit, Matt Stafford looks really good.
Right.
He's throwing the ball downfield. He's connecting with his receivers. The defense, yeah, they played the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers have a great offense, but the defense did not look bad. They have a solid secondary. They have a good pass rush with Snacks Harrison and Trey Flowers. So I'm definitely going to have to say, if the Detroit offense can get a run game, I'm going to have to say Detroit's going to win that game.
Yeah, I think Detroit can pull this one off. Obviously, they're going to be upset about the loss that they just came off of. And, that you know, I feel they're going to come back, you know, with a vengeance type thing. You know, and they're going to really make a mark here. But, look, Minnesota just had a big game, right, with Cousins and Stephon Diggs connecting for like 1,000 yards or so. Does this happen again? I don't think it does. You know, I think we come back and I think it kind of averages out. I think Cousins has a decent game. It's not going to be one that he did, you know, before, like last week. And Stephon Diggs, we might not see that happen again. You know what I mean? Like, he may just end up with a few passes and he could end up with like 10 or 11 points. And that's kind of like his routine sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, both defenses are pretty solid. These teams are pretty, I think, they're pretty evenly matched. I give Stafford the edge at quarterback. Obviously, I give the Vikings the edge at running back because Dalvin Cook is going to light it up. You know, but again, Detroit's defense is pretty solid. People might call me crazy, but they could pretty much be a push when it comes to the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, you're saying, oh, Thielen and Diggs. Yeah, but, you know, Galladay and Jones aren't no pushovers either. I mean, and Stafford can throw the rock. That's the thing. Like, I think I trust Stafford more than I trust Cousins. So
this I'd agree with that.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. All right, Oakland at Green Bay.
That's all you. Yeah. Discuss this one here.
All right, so listen, die hard, silver and black. But look, let's be real. You're playing in Oakland. I'm sorry, you're playing in Green Bay. Who knows what the temperature is going to be like at that point too. But
yeah, right.
Okay, so quarterbacks. You got to go with Aaron Rodgers. You're going to start Aaron Rodgers this game. Derek Carr, as much as I love him, he's not the guy who's going to start this week, okay? Mm. Running backs, you got to give it to Josh Jacobs.
Right.
I think Josh Jacobs is definitely, he's definitely that back. Now, here's the thing. The Raiders are kind of sneaky good when it comes to run defense. They're like ranked 7th in run defense or something. They're in the top 10 somewhere, all right? So, as far as Aaron Jones and Williams there goes, I think they might get bottled up a little bit.
Mm.
You know, so I don't – and the Raiders just ran all over the Bears a few weeks ago and that Bears defense.
Right.
Josh Jacobs needs to be the feature. They need to feed him and feed him and feed him. And right. That's the way they're going to be able to win this game.
I agree.
You know.
And I agree with that 100%. And I honestly, Aaron Jones, we know what he could do. He's a great running back. But I think his stats are a little skewed, I think.
Yeah. No,
He's got a 50-point game and a 27-point game. Those are the two things really bringing his stock up.
Right.
I don't think he's a top five running back.
No, he doesn't end up in the top 10.
I don't think so either, especially with Williams coming back.
Yeah, no.
But Davante Adams, probably not playing this week. He didn't even practice today. Which is good for the Raiders, you know, from a Raiders standpoint. Williams, though, on the other hand, Terrell Williams, also probably not going to play.
Right.
He's got heel injury, plantar fasciitis, or whatever.
Yeah. And doesn't seem to look better. Doesn't seem to be getting any better for him either. Right. Raiders, they have questions at the wide receiver position, especially with Williams injured and not playing.
Right.
You know, Hunter Renfrow, they just got Jones, Zay right? Jones. They brought him, and they got Davis in a couple weeks before that from Green Bay, as a matter of fact. So this is a homecoming for Trevor Davis. And they're fast, right? But what do they really do?
Yeah.
We'll find that out. But look, Green Bay is going through their own things when it comes to receivers. I mean, Adams is out, you know, more than likely, you know, MVS is going to be out more than likely. Allison didn't practice.
Concussion, yeah.
You know, even Jimmy Graham, we don't really know where he stands, but we'll see.
I think this is a trap game for the Packers.
They
really need to be careful about these Oakland Raiders.
It could be. The Raiders are just, again, they've just been kind of sneaky good. I mean, I'm not saying that just because, you know, that's my team.
No, they're very careful on offense. They don't make many mistakes this year.
They don't look like the same Raiders that they've done in the past few years. They really look like they're trying to win the games. It's just, you know, And listen, man, if you want to talk, if you want a feel-good story, if you're looking for something with all the hype and all the craziness and that's going on in the world and all these crazy NFL stories and Antonio Browns and all this other stuff, and you want to, if you want to find a feel-good story, you need to look up Darren Waller. You need to look at this guy's story. So he just got signed to a big deal by the Raiders, and well-deserved, right? This is a guy who literally was just almost out of football. And honestly, if you hear his story, he was almost out of life. I mean, he suffered from a horrible addiction. He was, you know, and he turned it around. He turned it around. It's a huge success story, but just as a human being, right? I think this is a great story. So, but that's my guy. I got to tell you, that's my guy, man. That's my guy. Waller, man, he's something special to watch, and I think he's gonna have a pretty decent game. So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see how this game plays out this weekend. But hey, we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish up the rest of these matchups. All right, let's jump right into our next game: Houston at Indy. Houston and Indy. I think it's gonna be. Listen, this is another divisional game, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough matchup. Houston's been riding high lately, mm-hmm. You know, but the Colts got something to prove. They've been playing good, and they're not one that's just going to sit back and let you just come in and do what you got, you know, whatever you want to do. They're gonna make you earn every bit that you have. So
Deshaun Watson, I do not think, because he's been having games there, 46, 32, 29, 32. I don't think he's going to have a game like that.
I don't see.
I think he's going to be in the low 20s this week.
Listen.
That's still a great start. If you get 20-plus points from your quarterback, I think that's a good day. But, you know, you have to start Deshaun Watson, but I don't think he's going to have a monster day like he's been having the last 2 weeks.
Look, against Jacksonville, he only scored 10 points. Against Carolina, he only scored 10 points. Okay? You're looking first week against the Saints, and again, it's opening week, so that's a big game, right? But the Chargers, 29 points. Atlanta, 29 points. The Chiefs, again, we know about those defenses over there. I mean, you know, 32 points. I'm sorry, 46 points at Atlanta. We know about the defense. But Indy's defense is solid. Mm-hmm. This, and like you said, this can definitely be one of those 14, 15-point games. I don't know if he even gets 20 points.
Right.
I think the Colts win this game. They're at home. I think they got something to prove.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be a hard nosed football game. That's right. What it's gonna come down to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Arizona and the Giants. Listen, this one is this is a good game for the Giants to have. It's at New York. You know, so the Cardinals gotta travel to the East Coast. So that's always tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
All reports and all signs show that Saquon Barkley is going to play. As of now, again, it's only Thursday. But Barkley and Ingram back in this game, I got to tell you, you got to go with the Giants on this. And Barkley can have
it. I think I disagree.
Oh, no.
So Saquon, okay, I don't think he's going to come out on fire. I think they're going to be cautious with him. They're going to kind of test him out, test the waters a little bit. So I don't think Saquon's going to have a big day. Ingram. Okay, he's probably going to be the number one pass catcher on the team this week because Sterling Shepard's out. Mm-hmm. Golden Tate's there as well, but definitely a big plus to the team who hasn't been there for the last couple weeks. But I think the Cardinals are going to win this game on the road. Kyler Murray has really been putting up some huge numbers. And David Johnson, he's leaning towards playing this week too. Something tells me I think that Kyler Murray is going to have a day against this Giants defense,
okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay, listen, not bad. So look, I mean, the Giants, they played last Thursday, right? And they played well.
Yeah, they did.
They kind of hung in there. Their defense played better than I expected them to do.
For sure.
All right, in New England.
Yeah.
Right? So
they play New England tough, though.
Yeah, they play them tough. They do. So, you know, now they're home. They got some extra time to rest, okay, since they had to play on a Thursday. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right, Washington. Washington at home against San Francisco. Listen, this is going to be San Francisco. There's nothing in Washington that tells me anything that they're going to be competitive in this game at all. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. By any means, I'm just calling as I see it. you know, the one option that you might, if you're going to play anybody and possibly in the flex, I wouldn't even start him as a wide receiver one, would be McLaren for Washington, only because he's going to probably be the only one that they're going to try to really feed. Mm. 49ers defense is, my goodness.
Best in the league.
Yeah. So, so tough. So, listen, if you got the 49ers defense, definitely starting them. Okay. And as far as the rest of the teams, as far as the rest of the Niners go, I mean,
Kittle.
You know, Kittle.
How do you not go Kittle?
I guess, yeah, Kittle. All right. And as far as the running backs go, I mean, they're running back by committee right now. It's, you know,
it's
so,
a toss up.
You know, you're not really, I don't know. I mean, what you get there, 10 or 15 between the two of them?
Yeah.
If you really need to start somebody, if you really need a quarterback, I guess you can start Garoppolo. He's not really lighting it up for me fantasy wise, but 14, 15, 16 points, you know, you can win with that. Yeah. So
it's going to be a lopsided matchup, I think.
Well, see, now here's the thing, because let me, it's going to be the 49ers. I think their talent definitely overwhelms what's going on in Washington. Now, Chargers at Tennessee. I don't know, man.
This is another coin toss.
Yeah.
You know, the Chargers offense has really been subpar these last couple weeks versus Denver and Pittsburgh.
Well, since Gordon's come back, right?
Since Gordon's come back, I think that Eckler, their offense was a well-oiled machine with Austin Eckler there. I think Melvin Gordon might have just complicated things a little bit, and the offense is really slowing down.
Yeah. You got Tannehill is over here now as a starter. And for the Titans, so as far as Tennessee goes, I mean, they don't really got much going on over there either, right?
They don't really have any weapons to throw to, but I mean, honestly, I think Tannehill might be an upgrade from what I've seen from Mariota.
Listen, and I'm not saying that he's not. Tennessee just does, there's nothing really flashy there, you know what I mean? There's nothing. Derrick Henry's going to be your most solid start.
Agreed.
Okay, you know, you're not going to pick up Tannehill off the waiver wire because you're not really, but again, with the Chargers, they can be flashy. They just haven't been lately. I mean, you know, Allen, where's he been, you know, recently? Right. And we just don't know what's going to happen with Gordon and Eckler. I mean, that whole thing's kind of a...
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
They have a lot of talent in the backfield that neither of them are producing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how that
goes.
And
Hunter Henry, though. Is he a solid tight end one, do you think?
Well, you kind of have to.
You think you do,
you know,
too?
You kind of have to. I don't think, you know... I mean, I don't think you don't play him. You know, if you're in a league that you play a tight end and he's an option for you to play, he's one of the top ones you're going to play. If you're in a league that has no tight ends and you just do a double flex league,
that complicates things.
It does a little bit, you know. But if you're looking for, you know, 12 to 14 points,
yeah,
he might be that guy.
Good question. Between the two, Hunter Henry or Evan Ingram, both coming off injuries. Who you got? Who you starting if you had one slot?
Ingram?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think just because of the matchup.
Against Arizona, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right.
This is going to be an interesting game here. Saints, you got the Saints at Chicago.
Saints 5-1 at the Bears 3-2. Listen, Bears just coming off a bye week, right? And they had a lot to think about in that bye week.
Trubisky got healed in that bye week, so he's
Trubisky's coming back. I mean, as far as their offense goes, I don't really know.
I think it's a low-powered offense.
It is a low-powered offense, and this is a high-powered defense from the Saints, right?
Right. I think it's going to be a defensive game. It's going to be like the Saints-Cowboys-esque where it's 12-10, 12-15, you know?
This might be a kicking match.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this really works out. I mean, Bridgewater, you know, against that Chicago defense.
Especially with Kamara as a question mark?
See, and that's where I was going to go. Kamara really... I mean, I don't really know what's going on with them, too. They're like high ankle-ish type thing.
And then
you know,
knee came
you
know, into
and,
it.
Right, and a knee. But I think you have to test Chicago's run defense only because of what we saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But listen, this is in Chicago, okay? So they're gonna definitely, well, like our boy Khalil Mack said, you know, when you defend home, what is it? Home turf day? Is it a dog
who poops fast doesn't poop for long?
So
whatever that means,
you know, whatever that means, you gotta protect home field. Apparently,
yeah.
So we'll see how this goes. Nothing really excites me here. Michael Thomas is a good start too, but he's not going to blow up. I don't see anyone really lighting up the scoreboard in this game. Right. Two real strong defensive teams. Man, I don't even know who to give the edge to. I think the Saints are kind of due for a loss. We'll see how this works. All right, Baltimore at Seattle. Now,
this is going to be a good game.
This is definitely going to be a good game. I'm high on Seattle.
Right.
You know, and then they're in Seattle too. They've really kind of turned things, you know, they're playing really good ball right now. But Baltimore, man, you can't just put it past them to come in there and really light it up either, you know. Right. Seattle's defense obviously isn't as strong as it was once before, so we know that they're weak on some things and they can be exploited.
Yeah.
Baltimore definitely has that talent, and Lamar Jackson being that X factor with, you know, this combination of he's just a younger kind of Russell Wilson almost, right? But just right. with more of the running speed.
Right.
Than anything else. So I don't know.
I think the edge is with Baltimore, to be honest with you. I get that it's okay. Away. It's going to be a tough game for Baltimore to win. But like you said, I just think Seattle's defense is not what it used to be, like you said. And
neither is Baltimore's, though.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm high on Lamar Jackson. I'm also really high on Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's got the experience. But I think that this I think this Baltimore defense offense has the edge, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're that kind of flashy. They're kind of like that new kid in school with all the
right.
cool clothes and the fancy Trans Am, right?
Yep. Trans Am, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Listen, but Carson's been running the ball well. I mean, they've been moving the ball well, too, in Seattle. So, I don't know. It's really hard to play in Seattle. It really is. You know, that 12th man is real. Can get really loud up in there, so... I can see why Baltimore being, I mean, it is, though. It's kind of like that sexy pick, too. I mean, yeah. Lamar Jackson really is that kind of guy that right now is really lighting things up, you know, with his hands and his feet. So,
yeah.
All right. Look at this one now. All right. Philly at Dallas. Listen, this is going to be an interesting one. Dallas has lost three in a row. Prescott hasn't been playing his best. The last three games, he's only got two touchdowns with four interceptions. You don't win games that way. It's going to be hard. But here's the thing. The Philly defense just got lit up the other week, you know, with Kirk Cousins, right? They went in there. So we know they can really pass the ball on them. And Prescott can do it if we need to. You know, I think what needs to happen, I mean, they really got to establish some type of consistency with the run game.
Right.
You know, this line has been kind of faltering. Not really protecting Prescott much.
I mean, he's only had two. He had zero pass touchdowns in two of his last three games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. this is gonna be. Look, and I know it's the Sunday night game. It's the Eagles, Cowboys, and it's gonna be huge on TV and got a lot of fans talking about it. Both teams are 3-3. This is for the division right now, right? But if we're being honest about it, if I'm going to really have to pick somebody, I don't see the Cowboys losing four in a row.
Right.
I think that's hard to see.
Right. They're at home, and Amari Cooper is the X factor. I think if Amari Cooper plays, I think Dallas is going to win that game.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And I really trust Ezekiel Elliott, too. So
how do you know? So Zeke definitely is the guy. To me, I think the game it's got to come off of Zeke's back. And I think opposite. I think Gallup's actually going to have the bigger game than Cooper. Mm-hmm. Just like Stephon Diggs, you know, instead of Thielen last week against Philly. You know, they can cover one. They're not going to be able to cover the other. I think that's where things kind of going to get mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's Dallas' game to win.
Yeah.
So, all right. And let's bring this to our Monday night game. The 6-0. Oh, hurts to say that. 6-0 New England Patriots. At the 1-4 New York Jets. Now, Jake, I don't know. So, listen, the Patriots, they're 6-0. They're 6-0 for a reason, right? Their defense is solid.
Yeah.
Their defense has been tremendous. But the Jets just took down the Cowboys last week. Sam Darnold's return, his return was, I mean, it was a big return.
Right.
This offense looks like an offense. It looked like an offense last week. Right. It really did. They were productive. They kind of, you know what I mean? They looked like they knew what they were doing out there. Le'Veon Bell, he's going to get what he gets. And Sam Darnold's going to manage this game. He's going to play a clean game, as clean as possible.
Right.
I think. Wouldn't be surprised.
The Patriots really have to watch out for this for these Jets, especially in New York, or New Jersey, rather, I guess.
Yeah.
Player in New Jersey. Right. But they're at home. But so I think this will be much different than the first time they played the Jets. So they play the Jets in Foxborough week three with Luke Falk.
Right.
Obviously, terrible. The Patriots had, what, three defensive touchdowns that game?
Yeah.
It was absolutely brutal game to watch. I think the Jets are going to give the Patriots a run for the money, but fall short like they have every time they played them in the last 4 years.
So the thing is with this, to me, I think, though, with this game, so past couple weeks we've seen the Patriots and they had slow starts. Slow starts against Washington, which was unexpected. A slow start against the Giants, which was unexpected, right? And they were able to turn that around in the second half and kind of come out. I don't think you can do this with the Jets.
Right.
I think this is where if they're going to come out, they're going to have to come out. They're going to have to come out hot. I think they're going to have to do that and from the beginning establish what they're doing. Now, Belichick has always been, you know, that coach was able to, you know, make those halftime decisions and definitely go in there in the second half of the game, turn things around. We've seen it happen in the Super Bowls. We've seen it happen all throughout his entire career. He's able to make those type of adjustments. But I'm just telling you, I think for this week, especially these Jets, they're kind of riding high off that win. They're happy that their quarterback is back. They're going to definitely need to kind of step. They got to go in there and punch them in the mouth quickly. They got to get some quick scores. Defenses have to go in there and get some quick, you know, three and outs to kind of establish that game and show the Jets that they're not going to let them linger around.
I'd borderline sit Brady this week.
Oh, on fantasy then,
I'd borderline sit Brady against this Jets defense.
I don't think I would play Brady anyways, though.
Because, I mean, against the Giants, he really didn't do much. All right, so he had 334 yards, a touchdown, but he had an interception. But the only reason why he had a solid fantasy day was because he had two QB sneaks in the end zone.
Yeah,
other than that, he had a weak day.
Listen, that's my thing. That's what I'm saying. They were kind of slow off the beginning. You know, the past 2 weeks, you know, they got out to kind of a slow start and really didn't get anything established until later on, especially against Washington, that, you know, which was kind of surprising how that game was starting off, right?
Right.
And that's my point. I don't think you can do that with the Jets this week. I don't think that's something that you can actually let happen. So, because look, they can turn around and bite you. So, all right. I mean, listen, that's it for the week. For week 7 matchups, let us know what you think. Hit us up. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with some questions. All right. We're going to jump into our last segment here. Got some questions that have been sent in to us. So, listen, thanks for staying with us so far. I hope you're enjoying the show. Look, if you've got any questions for us, hit us up on Twitter again, XNX Radio 1. That's our handle. And shoot us a message. Mention us. Shoot us a direct message, however.
Call in on Spotify. Anchor.
Call in on the show. Leave a message on the... what is it? Click on the link.
Yeah.
Click on the link. Leave us a message. All right. So I'm going to start it off. The first message I got here is, hey, Jared Goff let me down last week with negative points. I picked up Gardner Minshew off waivers. Do I start Goff or Minshew? All right. So Goff or Minshew? I'm going to tell you what. Jared Goff, to me, is the guy. I think I mentioned this earlier. You got to start Jared Goff. I know he let you down, and I know it's very easy to, you know, you look at his trends. So if you're looking at how he's been recently, it hasn't been the best. So he gave negative points last week. He's got you 20, 25 the week before that, but then he was 15 before that. And it's kind of up and down, and I get it. But look, you got to look at the matchup on this. And they're playing Atlanta. Atlanta is giving up points. And that's what you have to kind of look at. So I'm going to give you a little scenario here. A couple weeks ago, quarterback threw for 227 yards and 3 touchdowns. And that quarterback no longer has a job.
Right.
Okay, that's Marcus Mariota. All right, this was against Atlanta. If Mariota can do that, I'm just telling you that this is something Goff can definitely do it. The weapons are there. I think he's going to light it up this weekend. So, I don't know about you, Jake, but if it's me, I think you got to go with Goff.
I think you, if you had to choose one, I'd go Goff. But, I mean, I really don't see you a huge difference with starting either of them, to be honest with you. I think they're both probably going to get you around, you know, 18 to 22 points. So, I think it's only a four-point differential. I'd definitely give the edge to Jared Goff, though, for the reasons you said. Yeah. The defensive matchup and the weapons he has.
Yeah, I think Goff is definitely going to – I mean, I think you get a 25 – you can definitely get a 25-point game out of Goff this weekend. That's how I feel, especially because of the matchup.
Right. But,
all right, what do you got, Jake?
All right, our buddy Mike called in. He said that I need a running back one in our league. He was offered Kamara for Julio Jones. Considering the injuries, does he accept?
Kamara for so Jones.
Right now, both players are battling injuries. Julio mm-hmm. Jones has a hip injury. He's limited at practice today. Looking at his game log, he really hasn't been doing much. 4 receptions, 52 yards week 4. 3 receptions, 42 yards week 5. And then he finally had a 100-yard game against Arizona. But he's got a tough schedule looking ahead. So I think Julio Jones is going to continue down the single-digit path for a little little while longer. Kamara, his injury status does not look so good himself. He's got an ankle and a knee injury, also questionable to play Sunday. But I'm a running back guy for fantasy. I take running backs over receivers. I usually always have a running back in my flex position just because they get more touches, in my opinion, than a receiver. So I think you definitely take that. I definitely think you take Kamara. Even though he's not performing well and through his injury battles, I think that's a good trade. Take Kamara.
Yeah, I don't think I disagree with you there. I think definitely the especially if you're looking at these type of running backs and wide receivers, they're both at the top of their game, right? I definitely go for the running back over the wide receiver as well. So you hit every point on the head there. So that was a good one there. All right, at Lost and Confused tells us, with Melvin Gordon now looking to be in more of a more productive option in LA, what do I do with Eckler? I think everybody who's an Eckler owner right now is asking the same thing. And look, this is a tough situation. We mentioned it earlier. I think the Chargers, since Gordon's been back, has kind of been trying to refine this offense again, right? It's kind of weird. They're splitting carries now. I don't know what you do. So if you're asking, what do you do? Like, if you just drop them? No, you don't just drop them. You got to get some. But if you're looking to package them and maybe trade them off, I can see you trading him off. I would consider it, but it depends on what you'd be getting for. He's still going to be part of this offense, so that's the thing. I mean, he's still going to be part of this offense. He's definitely going to be part of this pass offense, and that's where he's going to get you points. You know, he's being targeted every week. Last week, he only got 4 targets, you know. But still, I mean, that's 4 targets. He's still being looked at as far as a passing offense. The week before that, though, Denver, he had, you know, 16 targets. He had 15 catches for 86 yards. He had a big week that week. That's where he's going to make your point. So, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't totally get rid of him.
Right.
And I'd hold on to him because I think he's still a good flex option. I really do. But as far as, you know, the bulk of the load goes when it comes to the running, it's going to be Gordon. I think that's going to start to go his favor. They're kind of bringing him in slowly. He was in 46% of the snaps the first time. 60% next time, and now you're going up against a Tennessee defense that, you know, I think they're just going to give him a healthy dose of Melvin Gordon this weekend. That's just my thought on that.
So, I don't know. So, Melvin Gordon, so he's got less than 50 yards on, what, 30 attempts about?
Yeah, I mean, so he's got,
he's no, got 20 attempts, and he's got less than 50
yards. No, I mean, he's not a huge part of
Melvin Gordon that we expected.
Or and he's not, but if you look at that, I mean, listen, that's against Denver, and that's also against Pittsburgh just went in there. I mean, they really didn't get anything
going. Tennessee's got a solid defense.
Yeah, but I think Tennessee's a little bit more, I don't think they're in the same situation that Pittsburgh and Denver is right now. Tennessee, I think, is someone they can definitely come in there and start to turn things around on.
Okay.
I'm not sold.
But the Chargers played tougher defenses with just Eckler, without Melvin Gordon, right. And their offense seemed to be clicking.
Yeah, listen,
point do they go back to the bread and butter, what they've been doing without Melvin Gordon? I think Melvin Gordon's kind of, I don't want to say a cancer, but he's not really supplementing the team. Yes, the way
he
should
be. I mean, we've definitely seen a shift when he came back to the team as to how they were playing. So they're kind of relearning the offense. It looks like, you know, it doesn't seem to have been clicking the way it was before. And so, yeah, you're right. You know, it definitely is something.
He's a mere flex, honestly.
Yeah.
Both of them, to be honest with
you. Well, they're both mere flex. You know, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you get rid of Eckler. I think
you keep
him and you flex him because look, his ceiling is still high.
Yes. It's
because of the passing game. So
especially in PPR leagues.
And you could trade him. If you don't feel comfortable, you could definitely trade him. You know, I just don't give him up for anything though. But
right.
All right, what you got?
So this is a question basically coming from me right here. So as an owner of Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams' performance versus Detroit is kind of troubling. What should I expect from Aaron Jones going forward?
Listen, that's a great question. We talked about this a little bit earlier, too, about Aaron Jones. I think we talked about just what his... what his stats look like. They've been kind of skewed by some huge games.
Right.
Williams definitely came in and kind of looked like the guy. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And established that form. You know, Jones has a huge game at Dallas, but that's not something that's going to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. They play Oakland this week. Oakland's tough on the run. All right. Then they're at Kansas City. It's tough to play in Kansas City, but Kansas City's run defense is suspect.
Right.
Okay. So he could probably have a decent game in there. At the Chargers, again, defense is kind of lacking. But you're Carolina, San Francisco, Giants, you don't know what you're going to get there. Washington, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit. He's going to be up and down all season.
Yeah.
And I think we've probably seen the best of Aaron Jones.
Right. Me too.
Right now. So I think Williams is if he continues to look the way that he did, that's where they're going to go. They're going to feed him. They're going to continue to feed him. Aaron Jones is still going to be an option in the passing game, though, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because Adams is out. You know, they just need receivers. They're really low. So, you know, that's where his value is going to be. He's not going to be a top 10 running back. He may not even be a top 15 running back at the end of the season when we look at everything overall. He's definitely going to be up and down next few weeks, but
I think he's an RB2 right now.
I don't even know if he's an RB2. I got to be honest with you. I think he moves to a flex.
I think he's going to really suffer.
I think he moves to the flex. I think his production is, if we've seen the best of it so far, he moves for flex. And if
I've been shopping him, to be honest with you.
That's what I was going to say. If I'm an Aaron Jones owner, I'm going to look to trade him.
Yeah.
I'm going to look to trade him. I'm going to see if I can bank off of this number 4 ranked running back.
Right.
All right. I got one more. Okay, this is coming from Oscar. All right, Oscar writes in and says, "Hey, I enjoy the show and the content's real great, but I have a question to ask: is why is it named X to Next?" Great question. Okay, as you know, our radio show is called X to Next Sports Radio. All right, so the concept behind this is this: so X, this is two generations coming at you and giving you different insights on different sports topics. Mm-hmm. I represent Generation X, and my co-hosts have been representing the next generation.
Right.
Okay? So, therefore, we name the show X to Next. As you know, Jake's co-host with me. We had Chris co-hosting with me. We've also had Derek come in and co-host, and they're all representing a next generation, a generation of younger minds, and the concept behind this is basically just to kind of get different views.
Right.
From different, you know, I grew up watching sports one way, and they grew up watching sports a different way. And I just thought it was kind of interesting to see, you know, how that looks like when we put them together. So far it's been good. And I've been having a really good time with this. And I really appreciate my co-hosts and all they've done put into this as well. So
appreciate you.
Yeah. But absolutely. So listen, thanks for these write-ins. Guys, got any questions, again, hit us up on Twitter.
Keep them coming. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And we'll continue to do this. We'll continue to have these segments and share this with the world. And that's all we got. Look, week 7 starting tonight. Actually, in about an hour.
Yep.
So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Get your lineups ready. We'll come back on Sunday morning and do a quick sit or start and some quick injury updates to adjust your lineups before the game start. So enjoy the show. And, well, no, you've already done that.
Yeah.
Anyways, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk soon.
You're listening to X to Next Sports Radio. You didn't record!